You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello, everyone.
All right, so we are about to be in September. So what is one thing, Suzanne, that you are looking forward to this fall? And this could be in your personal life, family life, in ministry, just something that you're excited about for the fall.
Man, fall. So fall is my favorite season. I love fall so much. I love the smells. I love the tastes of the pumpkin spice everything. So this is a hard question. You know, I live in the South, as do you, Maggie. And yes. So I'm probably going to say I'm looking forward to the cooler weather.
Mm-hmm.
Just lower humidity, being outside and not getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
That will be nice. For us in Houston, that will not happen for another probably 2 months. But it's coming, right? We're yes. hoping. I think for me, I just really love, like, even not being in school anymore, I just love the fresh start of just sort of everything that the new school year brings. So I love that, like, we get to start back up with, like, different programs at church that have taken a break. People start coming back to the gym after vacations in the fall.
Right.
And sort of everyone's back in their normal routine. And I love a good routine, so I'm ready for it.
I do, too.
All right. So we are starting a new volume today, volume 5. So listeners, as you might remember, this episode is going to be a little bit longer just because we have a lot of content to go over, but we promise to make it fun and exciting. Right, Suzanne?
Whoop, whoop. Super fun.
All right. So volume 5 is titled Division and Defiance. The story of the divided kingdom reveals the many warnings God's people received, warnings to seek repentance from their sinful, adulterous ways and turn to God. Because God is holy, good, and loving, he promised a new covenant for his people, one forever written on their hearts. And we're going to start this volume with Unit 13, which is titled A Troubled Kingdom. See, I told you it was going to be so much fun.
So much trouble.
That's right. This unit is going to run for 4 sessions. Solomon's unfaithfulness to God led to a divided and troubled kingdom. Rather than seek the Lord wholeheartedly, the people of Israel and Judah returned to worship worthless idols. Yet God did not forsake his people. Through the prophet Elijah, God demonstrated his presence, power, and preeminence as the one true God. So, Suzanne, a new unit means we have new big picture questions and new key passage. So why don't you share those with us?
So our big picture question for younger and older preschool is, how many gods are there? And the answer is, there is one true God. For kids, it's the same question, how many gods are there? And the answer is, there is one true God who alone deserves worship. Our key passage for this unit is 1 Kings 8:60. And so our Bible phrase for babies and toddlers is, know the Lord is God. There is no other. The Bible phrase for younger preschool is, may all the people know the Lord is God. There is no other. For older preschool, our key passage is, may all the peoples of the earth know that the Lord is God. There is no other. And then for kids, it is, may all the peoples of the earth know that the Lord is God. There is no other. So it is the same for older preschool and kids. And those are all found in 1 Kings 8:60.
Thanks for that, Suzanne. And on this episode, we are specifically discussing Unit 13, Session 1, which is titled The Kingdom Divided. And this is going to focus on 1 Kings chapters 11 through 13. God's people, the Israelites, wanted a king, so God appointed kings to rule over his people. We've learned about King Saul, King David, and King Solomon. King David followed God and ruled over God's people. David's son Solomon followed God at the beginning of his reign, but eventually his heart was turned away from following God wholeheartedly. Today, we will see how Rehoboam, King Solomon's son, sinned and how his sin led to the division of the kingdom. Our story points for this session for preschool, it's Rehoboam's sin divided the kingdom. And for kids, it's Rehoboam's foolish sin divided the kingdom. So now let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities that need a little extra prep or maybe a little extra instruction. So Suzanne, why don't you start us off with what's going on in preschool?
So this week in our younger preschool leader guide, we have two activities I wanted to talk about. So the first one is called Spell with Play-Doh. And so another option for this activity is to use cookie cutters, the like letter cookie cutters that spell Jesus and a ball of Play-Doh for each preschooler. And something else too I'm reminded of when we think about Play-Doh is if you have any gluten allergies, that would be great to post outside of your door that you'll be using Play-Doh because some children are so sensitive to gluten, which gluten is in Play-Doh. And so they can touch it and they can have an allergic reaction. So if you have those allergy alerts, to post those this week. The other activity is complete key passage phrase puzzles. And so for this activity, consider typing and printing out the key passage phrase onto heavyweight paper as an alternative. So we'll move to our older preschool leader guide. There's an activity called Decorate Thrones, and it may be easier to do this activity by decorating the cardboard before you take it to the chairs to make the throne. In the leader guide, we have where the kids go ahead and decorate it on the chair, but it might be a little easier to take those pieces off to decorate them.
I love the idea of creating a throne for kids to sit in. I think they're going to like that.
Oh, they're going to love it.
All right. In older kids, we have an activity called Divide It Up, and you could use cut up squares of construction paper if you don't have pom-poms. However, the pom-poms will also be used in session four. So if you're trying to share materials, just make sure you keep those on hand for a few more weeks. All right. Let's wrap up by talking about what we are excited for in this session or what really stands out to us. So Suzanne, why don't you start?
Yeah. So as I was reading through this Bible story, I was just reminded that who we listen to really matters. And King Rehoboam, he received wise counsel from the men that served and worked for his dad, but he chose to ignore it. And he listened to his friends instead, who honestly, they didn't have any idea on how to rule a kingdom or take care of it. And so Rehoboam's rejection of wise advice caused the people of Israel to get upset and then ultimately led to the split of the kingdom. And so it's just a good reminder to me to evaluate the voices that we have speaking into our ears, into our hearts, and if they're leading us into wisdom or foolishness.
Such a good reminder. And Suzanne, that's exactly what I was thinking as I was reading the story. You know, we are inundated with so many different voices and kids are no less immune to that. Social media, podcasts, news sites, books, friends, family, classmates, teachers, so many different thoughts and opinions that we are taking in these days. And so this story really drives home the importance of setting up our lives in such a way that we create an environment where God's voice is the loudest, right? So we're not going to be able to eliminate a lot of those voices, and God doesn't call us to eliminate a lot of those voices in our life. It's important to have good, wise voices speaking in, but we also want to make sure that our lives are, that we're living our lives in such a way that we are listening to God's voice and setting up our lives in a way that we have quiet to hear his voice. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.